This week, the BPR News team is looking at three very different rural towns in western North Carolina that will elect mayors next week. Let's start in Franklin. Current Mayor Bob Scott ran unopposed for his last two terms in office. The 17-year veteran of public service says he's using the same signs as years past and took zero campaign contributions this time around.
Too much money in elections now. The worst thing ever happened in this country was Citizens United.
This election is different in that he has a challenger, his own vice mayor, Barbara McCray. Both are longtime journalists. Scott turned 79 this week, while McCray is 77. Many of their differences center on the decision to give the deed to the ancient Niquassi Mound, a sacred site to the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians, to a nonprofit.
I am so disappointed that neither Mainspring, Niquassi Initiative, any of those folks would agree to even talk about a compromise.
McCray is the co-chair of the nonprofit that now owns the Niquassi Mound. It's made up of representatives from Franklin, Macon County, the Mainspring Conservation Trust, and the Eastern Band of the Cherokee.
If we take advantage of this, it'll be a whole new chapter for Franklin. There's no telling where we can go from here.
For McCray, the area around the mound is a chance to help invigorate the neighborhood.
I think if we pull that off, it's going to take really good leadership to do that. And by leadership, I don't mean me. I mean a lot of people coming together.
Scott is concerned about the Eastern Band's plan to build a museum next to the mound, wanting instead to focus on infrastructure rather than development. Scott says he only learned the Cherokee's plan last week, even though it's been public since the summer.
If I have heard anything about it, I sure don't remember it.
The controversy over the mound underscores what both candidates feel is one of the most important parts of the job, working with their neighbors in western North Carolina. This is Lily Knapp, BPR News.